At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. When the new state law targeting sanctuary cities goes into effect, Fort Worth police officials told the city council yesterday officers won't turn into federal immigration agents. However, officials also added they expect the law will damage trust with immigrant communities. Police say they've already seen evidence that people are afraid to call them because of Senate Bill 4. The council didn't take a formal vote on whether Fort Worth would join other Texas cities in the lawsuit to throw out SB 4. But as members weighed in, it became clear 5 of the 9 members were opposed, including Carrie Moon.
For that judicial review to take place of SB 4, the city of Fort Worth does not have to join a lawsuit. SB 4 can stand on its own without us deploying manpower and dollars to that movement.
As the council briefing ended, hundreds of SB 4 opponents marched through downtown Fort Worth, hoping to convince the city council to join the suit. A 500,000 plant specimens native to Louisiana will soon take up residence at Fort Worth's Botanical Research Institute of Texas, also known as BRIT. The University of Louisiana at Monroe no longer has the space to store it. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs project, Stephanie Kuo was in Fort Worth as the first shipment arrived.
A semi-truck backs up onto a loading dock. Movers unlatch the truck doors, and an ice-cold fog swirls out. Inside, it's minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. That's how frigid it needs to be to safely transport hundreds of thousands of dried plants from Monroe, Louisiana, to Fort Worth, and to do it bug-free. The plants are packed neatly inside 7-foot-tall green cabinets.
There are 164 or so cabinets coming in this round, and there'll be another 165 or so in the next round.
Tiana Raymond is the herbarium collections manager at BRIT. She's overseeing this extremely delicate move.
If you have to, you can tilt them a little bit, but that you should tilt them with the backs of the cabinets towards the ground.
Oh, if you have to.
They can't be fully tilted.
Okay.
The nearly 250,000 plant specimens loaded into these trucks made the more than 300-mile trek from the University of Louisiana at Monroe after the school's administration decided there wasn't the space for them anymore. Tom Sasek is a biology professor and the herbarium curator at the university's Museum of Natural History.
The administration felt that the collections weren't really being used enough by the faculty, and they don't want to support that area of research anymore, so they felt that it would be better sent somewhere else.
The botanists at BRIT saw that as an incredible opportunity.
This is a legacy that really needs to be saved.
That's Peter Fritsch, director of BRIT's herbarium.
The last flora, so to speak, of Louisiana was something like in 1805, and it's completely outdated. And there hasn't really been a full-fledged flora collection of Louisiana since.
That is, until Ardale Thomas, a Louisiana Monroe botanist, began collecting in 1966 and almost single-handedly built out the university's herbarium from only 250 plant species to 475,000.
Ferns and seed plants like pines, and then all the flowering plants. There's also some bryophytes, which are mosses and so forth, and I think even some fungi.
Back in March, Louisiana Monroe University administrators announced the stadium where these plants were stored would be renovated to expand a running track. The site also housed millions of animal specimens, part of the university's Museum of Natural History collection. It all had to go by July, and if the collection wasn't moved by then, curators said it would be destroyed. Again, Tom Sasek of Louisiana Monroe.
It's not that the museum is being traded for the track team, it's just circumstances. I mean, we always feel that they could have planned further ahead and given us a chance to find a space. If we had 6 months or a year to plan, even if we were going to give it up, it would have been much smoother and less traumatic.
The news nevertheless shook academic and museum communities around the country. And this isn't the only research collection in jeopardy. According to a 2015 report in the international science journal Nature, more than 15% of North American research collections of dried plants have been lost since 1997 due to rising costs, limited space, and competing institutional priorities. Louisiana's public universities and colleges, like Monroe, have also been hit with hundreds of millions in budget cuts over the past decade. Ed Schneider is the president of BRIT. He says there's value in an herbarium. It's a record of the past.
As we know, with climate change and urbanization,
there are changes in the flora. All organisms are interconnected on this planet. And when you lose one, it has a ripple effect. Plants are the foundations of the ecosystems. They're the organisms that are producing oxygen through photosynthesis. They're the organisms providing food for all animal life. They're the producers of the world.
The plants arriving this week join Britt's already extensive collection of about a million specimens. And unloading is a big job. It takes six men to hoist just one of these green cabinets onto a dolly. Then they maneuver it carefully up a brick pathway, through the Britt lobby, and up the elevator to the herbarium, a large climate-controlled warehouse. This state-of-the-art facility is one of the main reasons why Louisiana Monroe chose Britt to house this collection, one that may still lead to important discoveries. Peter Fritsch, director of Britt's Herbarium.
Herbarium is a primary resource for finding new species, for redocumenting new species, for understanding rare and endangered plants. Any one of these plants could have medicinal value that we don't currently know. Because if we don't know where it is and we don't know if it exists, how can we study it? How can we use it?
Taking on Louisiana's 500,000 plant specimens is a major get for Britt. After the second shipment is complete later this month, it'll be a never-ending source of knowledge for scholars around the world. And for locals, too. The Britt Herbarium is open to the public. You just need to make an appointment. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
In the forecast, we've got cloudy skies with a high near 86. There's also a 60% chance of rain or possible thunderstorms through the rest of the day. That drops to a 20% chance of rain tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, low around 72 overnight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer with a high near 92. It's 75 degrees in Dallas, 73 in Fort Worth and Tyler, and 70 degrees in Wichita Falls.